go on or something. What would you say to stop him? Whoa. How do you call hogs to feed them?
I don't know.
Oh.
You don't have to call them. You just let them see the feed and they'll come.
And here they are. Then, do you know something to call the sheep?
No, I know what around sheep.
And the chickens.
You say chick, chick, chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to them?
To hitch them up.
And if you were going, if you say your father was going to ride on the horse fight without it being in with a wagon, what would you say you did to the horse to get it ready to go?
Saddle it.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The lines.
Suppose you're riding the horse, what are you riding with?
The rein.
What do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
The left horse.
Yeah. Out of the two, what is he called? Like a ship has a port side, I guess.
I don't know.
And if something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little over, little what over?
Yonder.
All right, that chair is a little over from us. A little blank over from us. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you may say that you had a what to go before dark. A blank before dark.
A piece to go.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backward.
If he fell this way,
forward or foremost.
Did you cash any fish? You say no.